This is Jay Sekulow. The president says the world's a safer place. Tell that to the Christians in the Middle East.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
I always tell people we have to maintain some perspective on this. The Middle East and North Africa are going through changes that we haven't seen in our generation. I think the Islamic world is going through a process where they have to isolate and push out the kind of extremism that we've seen expressed by ISIL. And that's a generational project. What our job is, in the meantime, is to make sure that we are protecting Americans, we're protecting our interests.
These are separate issues. We will continue raising his case and the other two Americans who are detained, and Robert Levinson, who's missing. We'll continue raising them, but they are fate, and the outcome of these cases should in no way be tied to the nuclear issue.
I remind people that there actually is probably less war and less violence around the world today than there might have been 30, 40 years ago.
You have Saeed Abedini, the pastor who we've spoken about quite a bit. You have the Marine Amir Hekmati.
Expressing concern on the sidelines of negotiations is one thing. What Amir Hekmati is asking in this letter he was able to dictate from prison in Iran is that the United States impose serious consequences on Iran for taking Americans like this.
It was only a few months after the release of the American hikers, who were falsely imprisoned for nearly 2.5 years, that I was dealt a similar fate, having been sentenced to death by hanging, and subsequently 10 years. A short time later, Mr. Abedini, a Christian pastor from Idaho, was sentenced to 8 years, and in the midst of negotiations with Iran over its nuclear program. As Secretary Kerry sits politely with the Iranians, shaking hands and offering large economic concessions to save them from economic meltdown, Jason Rezaian was added to the growing list of American captives, undoubtedly in hopes of milking more concessions from the U.S. government.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Well, those are chilling words from Amir Hekmati. That was a letter that was released. We were able to, the press has gotten the audio of it, and you'll notice in that letter that he specifically references the other Americans held captive by name, including Saeed Abedini, of course, who we represent. At the same time, the President of the United States says through his offices, their fate, the fate of the Americans, is not in any way connected to the nuclear discussions going on in Iran. Realize what that means, folks. We are sitting across from the Iranians, and the fate of those Americans are going to be left on the battlefield? We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. Jordan, your reaction.
You know, I think one is that I think it's great that Amir Hekmati's family was able to release audio like this and that he's not just focused on himself. I think that's an important part about for all of these Americans, and we've said it a number of times, Nagme said it a number of times in interviews, it's about all of the Americans getting home. And these are our individuals who have passed through, if they're not at the same prison now, have passed through the same prison before. Saeed was in prison the same place as Amir Hekmati earlier in his imprisonment. And there was some interaction there. So the fact that these Americans are standing together in solidarity, I think, is very important.
Part of it is also, then, is because the White House is sending out this very clear signal that the fate of the Americans will not be connected to the discussions we're having with the Iranians right now, which has 19 members of the United States Senate none too happy.
Yeah, you know, Jay, I think the truth is that everyone outside the administration knows that the time for sideline talks is over. I mean, I think everyone's convinced. Members of Congress are convinced. The media is convinced. Amir Hekmati is convinced.
It sure is.
But Jay, the administration are the ones at that table. We have to make them finally understand that the time for sideline talks is over.
They're digging their heels in right now, folks, but the media pressure on the White House is significant. I'm going to take your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Why will the president say something like they're unrelated? They will not be part of. They are not connected to when Americans, including Amir Hekmati, Saeed Abedini, John Reason, in jail because they're Americans. 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to me on air. I want you to sign the petition, folks. You know why? 75,000 of you have. 83,000 now. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Sign it today.
Hey, As negotiations between the United States and Iran resume, it is vital that the Obama administration demand the release of the Americans held captive in Iran, including American pastor Saeed Abedini, imprisoned because of his Christian faith. The U.S. must not make a final deal with Iran until Pastor Saeed is freed and returned home. As these talks resume, Pastor Saeed faces new threats and even greater danger. The prison guards have become increasingly hostile. He faces constant demands that he recant his faith in Christ and become a Muslim. President Obama told the Abedini family that securing Pastor Saeed's release was, quote, a top priority. With the U.S. and Iran back at the bargaining table and working to finalize an agreement, it's time to bring Pastor Saeed and the other Americans home. Add your name to our new petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org. The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast. Actually, I want to get up the bite with Amir Hekmati when he references Saeed Abedini. Folks, let me tell you what's going on right now. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. First, the president is making it very clear that the fate of the Americans is not connected with our discussions with the Iranians. So we are at the table with the Iranians, who are holding at least three, possibly four Americans captive, and our president says the fate of the Americans is not connected with these negotiations. We're going to lift sanctions off of Iran and maybe giving them a $50 billion signing bonus, yet the fate of the Americans is not connected with these discussions? Well, that would have been great if you would have got them out of jail before the discussions take place, but you didn't. So we'll take your calls on this at 1-800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110. But let me tell you what we want to do. We are letting the White House, we already are, I know Stan's already letting people in the Senate know, but we're going to let the White House and Secretary Kerry, those conversations are starting today. They'll get in fully underway tomorrow. We want to have, I initially set a goal of 25,000, moved it to 50. I'm moving it now to 100,000 people. Signing on a petition that says, as the U.S. sits down with Iran, the Americans, including Saeed Abedini, of course, must be released. Now, I'm going to play for you right now Amir Hekmati, an American Marine in jail in Iran, who is calling, who, let me tell you the risk he's putting himself under. Okay? An incredible risk Amir Hekmati took by letting this be released. This is his words, folks, from the jail in Iran.
It was only a few months after the release of the American hikers who were falsely imprisoned for nearly 2.5 years that I was dealt a similar fate, having been sentenced to death by hanging and subsequently 10 years. A short time later, Mr. Abedini, a Christian pastor from Idaho, was sentenced to 8 years and in the midst of negotiations with Iran over its nuclear program. As Secretary Kerry sits politely with the Iranians shaking hands and offering large economic concessions to save them from economic meltdown, Jason Rezaian was added to the growing list of American captives, undoubtedly in hopes of milking more concessions from the U.S. government. As of today, the fate of Robert Levinson is still unknown.
This is what it should be. We're not giving you anything until you get the Americans out. Period. That should be the end of this conversation. But instead, you have Marie Harf doubling down. I'm going to ask you to take action in a minute, but folks, I'm playing you the evidence first, number 22.
These are separate issues. We will continue raising his case and the other two Americans who are detained, and Robert Levinson, who's missing. We'll continue raising them, but they are fate, and the outcome of these cases should in no way be tied to the nuclear issue.
Their fate is not tied to the discussions we're having with the Iranians? Well, that's a real confidence-building measure for their families, Marie Harf. Their fate is independent of this. We are sitting, I want you to, folks that are listening to this broadcast, you could tell I'm very, very upset about this. John Kerry is sitting at a table, and across that table from him is the foreign minister of Iran. And the fate of the Americans is independent of the outcome of this? You think that's what Ronald Reagan would have done? George Bush would have done? The fate of these Americans, not really relevant to this. You're sitting down with their captives, we're giving them billions of dollars, but the fate of those Americans, well, that's just not really relative to this. It's not really part of this. It's very complex, the State Department says. I need you to let your voice be heard. And this is where you come in, folks. I want to send a very loud message to the White House today, and I need your help on this. Amir Hekmati needs your help. Saeed Abedini needs your help. Jason Rezani needs your help. The family of Robert Levinson needs your help. You go to ACLJ.org right now or 1-877-989-2255 and you add your name to 83,000 other people saying enough is enough. It's the administration that's the stumbling block here. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. And we need everyone that is listening to make this call right now, demanding that Secretary Kerry say, release the Americans, not on some sideline conversations where the Iranians don't respond. You could do it by signing and calling at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or simply ACLJ.org. Jordan, let's talk about the reality here of what's going on. It seems like the White House is doubling down and the prisoners are exasperated here. That's what you're hearing. These Americans are reaching their end here, folks. I mean, these, you heard it in Hekmati's voice. But Amir Hekmati's talking about Saeed Abedini, and I will tell you, Nangmei will be talking about the rest of them later today. But this is where you've done these trilateral negotiations. This is bad negotiating, Jordan.
Well, it is very bad negotiating. One, what you're starting to see, and it's this frustration level, but you're starting to see the families now who were taking very conservative approach, especially the Hekmati family. I think that was because he was, as he talked about in his the oral remarks that were being played there in the phone call as he was dictating the letter, that he was sentenced to death. And so one first hurdle was even having his death sentence, death by hanging, removed. And because of international pressure, it was removed and changed to a 10-year sentence. So the family, I think, was very concerned there because of his former military background that Iran was trying to seize on. Even they are now. So they were in a difficult kind of situation than Saeed, who was really a true full-on prisoner of conscience because of his faith, not just because of being an American and formerly in the service, armed services. And we've been able to be a little bit more bold. Now, they're taking this step up. And I've got to tell you, I'm sure the State Department and the White House is not happy about this. It makes it that much more difficult. Listen, it puts Amir Hekmati, be in prayer for him and all of the Americans, because he's naming them as well, because it raises their profile within Iran when you have an audio release like this.
Well, I'll tell you something, Than. I know you said there's some movement on Capitol Hill. Explain to everybody what's going on right now.
Yeah, there's definitely been a shift among members of Congress, Jay, led by Senators Rubio and Kirk and Congressman Hunter, who have basically echoed what Amir Hekmati said, that we've crossed a Rubicon moment of sorts here. And listen, I think it's important for people to understand what Jordan just said and why Amir Hekmati did this, Jay. It's because these negotiations are very soon going to move in one direction in or another, either towards a deal or away from a deal. But either way they move, Jay, the United States' leverage is going to be diminished after that point. Our leverage is at its peak, at its moment. So no matter how you feel about a deal, no matter which way the deal moves, if the president is serious that this is a top priority, now is the time to use that leverage. That's what those members of Congress are saying, and that's why Amir Hekmati said what he did.
You're absolutely correct, and I'm glad that the Congress is working on this. We got to get the pressure up on the White House, folks. Sydney's calling on line two. She's from Colorado. Sydney, welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Thanks, Jay. I want to know why we could not leave Bo Bergdahl behind. Traded him for five stellar jihadists.
Yep.
But it's okay for us to leave four Americans languishing in prison in Iran.
Because their fate is not in any way tied into any of this situation, and it doesn't cut against the president's narrative. And, Jordan, the reality is the president is more concerned right now, it appears, about the narrative than getting the Americans out who are, folks, understand these are a desperate call for help. What you heard from Amir Hekmati is a desperate call for help. That's what this is all about.
Mm-hmm. Well, and what we're seeing from the administration is right now is trying to ignore that. I mean, they are really trying to ignore that and trying to say, listen, we know Iran is bad, but we've got to focus on the nuclear issue.
Yep.
That's basically, that is their line, is that Iran is bad. There's lots of bad things about Iran, but we're focused on the nuclear issue. And as you just said, Dad, it's all about this narrative as if, I mean, for any American leader who is putting together a deal this big, this should be a simple part of that deal. If you can't get this done, then you should not trust a country to have a nuclear program that you're supposed to trust will not go weaponize, will not weaponize that program. And you can't get this simple thing done, which is the return of three American prisoners of conscience and one located, which Iran has been playing with for years when it comes to Robert Levinson. And so this needs to get done, and we've got to change and use all these opportunities to change the administration. It's not just about a Christian pastor. It's not just about a former Marine. It's not just about a Washington Post reporter. It's about Americans.
I want to play Amir Hekmati's plea for help, folks, number 20.
As a war veteran who defended our nation in its time of need, I ask that you also work to defend my dignity and that of my fellow Americans by putting in place serious consequences for the serial hostage taking and mistreatment of Americans by the Ministry of Iran's Ministry of Intelligence for clearly illegal purposes.
Folks,
this has been going on far too long.
Folks, this is the words of Amir Hekmati. The risk he's put himself under here is unbelievable, but he knows how desperate the situation is. Now, here's what you do. As we go to a break, everybody goes to either ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. This is the demand going to the president, to Secretary Kerry. Demand their release at the table. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255.
The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere. As negotiations between the United States and Iran resume, it is vital that the Obama administration demand the release of the Americans held captive in Iran, including American pastor Saeed Abedini, imprisoned because of his Christian faith. The U.S. must not make a final deal with Iran until Pastor Saeed is freed and returned home. As these talks resume, Pastor Saeed faces new threats and even greater danger. The prison guards have become increasingly hostile. He faces constant demands that he recant his faith in Christ and become a Muslim. President Obama told the Abedini family that securing Pastor Saeed's release was, quote, a top priority. With the U.S. and Iran back at the bargaining table and working to finalize an agreement, it's time to bring Pastor Saeed and the other Americans home. Add your name to our new petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Of Amir Hekmati just moments ago. I am now going to have a bite plate for you from John Carl. I want you to know this is ABC News. And I want you to listen to what John Carl, the reporter, asks, and I want you to listen to Josh Earnest's response, and then anybody that has not signed this petition needs to do it today.
Expressing concern on the sidelines of negotiations is one thing. What Amir Hekmati is asking in this letter he was able to dictate from prison in Iran is that the United States impose serious consequences on Iran for taking Americans like this. Is there any sense that there should be some kind of consequences imposed by the United States?
There is no doubt that the unjust detention of Americans in Iran has continued to serve as an impediment to better relations between the United States and Iran. There's no doubt about that. So there already have been consequences that Iran has suffered as a result of this.
Bad relations with the United States is what Iran has suffered from this. Jordan, I guess the $5 billion we just released, that may have made up for the suffering they've accepted of not having good relations with the United States.
Well, since they think the United States is the great Satan and they chant death to America, I'm not sure that's a real punishment for them to say, have the White House spokesperson get up and say, the problem is that Iran doesn't get a good relationship with the United States because of this. I mean, that plays right into their domestic propaganda. The truth is that Iran hasn't had a good relationship with the United States since 1979, and it's had the best relationship with the U.S. through that time period since 1979, the best relationship Iran has had with the U.S., the most money it's gotten, the most sanctions relief it's received, the most how serious it's been taken is by the Obama administration. Let me say that one more time. The best relationship Iran has had really with the world since their Islamic Revolution has been led by the Obama administration. They have changed try to get towards more normal relations with Iran.
Folks, here's what you do. 83,000 of you. Well, what's the number exactly we're at right now? It looks like it's 84,840. We got to get to 100,000 signatures by today. So I need everybody that's listening. You're hearing from Amir Hekmati. You've heard from Nagmeh Abedini. They're calling for each other's release by name. The families are speaking out. The White House is saying their fate. I want to play the fate line again. I want you to hear the voice here. And I want you to listen. This, look, folks, I'm a lawyer. I deal with evidence. Sometimes you have to read the verbiage, the way that someone says something, the body language. Listen to what she says.
These are separate issues. We will continue raising his case and the other two Americans who are detained and Robert Levinson, who's missing. We'll continue raising them, but they are fate, and the outcome of these cases should in no way be tied to the nuclear issue.
Their fate and their outcome is nowhere in time. We'll continue to raise these issues. And what do the Iranians do? Laugh as we're giving them billions of dollars. I'll take your calls, but if you have not signed that petition, folks, aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255, aclj.org or 877-989-2255. Do so now. Let's take a phone call.
Yeah, right to the phones we go. 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. Let's go to Daniel calling in from Maine on line 3. Daniel, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Daniel.
Hi, Jay. How you doing?
Good.
I just wanted to say God bless you.
Thanks.
I support you guys fully.
We appreciate
you every day.
Thanks.
And I pray for Pastor Abedini and Asiya Bibi, and my heart is just broken on what's going on. But I want to bring you to a verse in the Word. It talks about, it says Matthew, and it says, it's talking about fruit. Jesus said we will know them by their fruit. And there's a big reason why this stuff is happening right now, you know. And if you go back in time, you think about when Reagan was elected, right? How soon did they let those?
I thought about that, Daniel, the other day. How soon? But as his hand was on the Bible, the Americans were being released. Why? They knew that Ronald Reagan would take decisive action. Instead, we have a White House that is saying their fate. of the Americans held captives are unrelated to the fact that the Secretary of State of the United States of America is sitting at the table with Zarif, the foreign minister of Iran, and Fan, that should be inexcusable, and Congress should immediately react. I know they're starting to. We need to get immediate, and we need bipartisan reaction here. This is nonsense.
I totally agree. Instead, we have an administration that says we can't expect the nature of the Iranian regime to completely transform. No, that's exactly what we need. We need a regime that will recognize Israel. We need a regime that will not chant death to America. And most importantly, in this moment, we need a regime that acts as a good faith partner and sends the Americans home. Jay, the only way that happens is if this administration, this president, insists on it. They are not going to do it unless this administration sits on it. I will give you one piece of good news. I just got an alert from Speaker Boehner's office. He has sent a message around to every member of his Congress calling for this messaging, calling for the president to demand the release of Pastor Saeed Abedini. So we're getting good movement on the Hill.
Hopefully he's called for the release of the others as well.
He has. Yes, it's in the same messaging to all the members of the Congress.
I think we all need to be speaking, all of us that are representing, and that includes all of you listening to this broadcast, that are representing a family member here or just as another American, we need to fight back. But when you hear the President of the United States say something like this, number 37, you understand why we have got to take matters directly and put the pressure on, number 37.
I think that it's important to recognize that Iran's a complicated country, just like we're a complicated country. There is no doubt that, given the history between our two countries, that there is deep mistrust that is not going to fade away immediately.
You are the President of the United States of America. You have to handle complicated things. And to give a moral equivalency about the complicated nature of the Islamic Republic of Iran with the United States of America, I'm sorry, that's not what a president should be saying. And no wonder right now, we're hearing the plea of an imprisoned American asking to be set free, asking for his government to set him free. I want to play for you two. I'm going to play two bites from Hikmati right now. Number one, first we'll play number 19.
Nuclear program. As Secretary Kerry sits politely with the Iranians shaking hands and offering large economic concessions to save them from economic meltdown, Jason Rezaian was added to the growing list of American captives, undoubtedly in hopes of milking more concessions from the U.S. government. As of today, the fate of Robert Levinson is still unknown.
And then this plea for help, number 20.
As a war veteran who defended our nation in its time of need, I ask that you also work to defend my dignity and that of my fellow Americans by putting in place serious consequences for the serial hostage-taking and mistreatment of Americans by Iran's Ministry of Intelligence for clearly illegal purposes. This has been going on far too long.
There you have it, the words of Amir Hikmati. In a moment, Jordan's going to give you the phone number to sign and the email address to go to. But I want to tell you right now, folks, you're hearing from the people in jail themselves. We have to take action. We've got to get to 100,000 signatures. We're already at 84,000. You add your name, demanding that the White House, the Secretary of State, demand at the table the release of the Americans.
Call now, folks, 877-989-2255. That's the toll-free number you call to add your name to this petition brand new this week. Call now, 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org. The petition is online at aclj.org. You can sign it there, share it with your friends and family, or call now, 877-989-2255.
The U.S. must not make a final deal with Iran until Pastor Saeed is freed and returned home. As these talks resume, Pastor Saeed faces new threats and even greater danger. With the U.S. and Iran back at the bargaining table and working to finalize an agreement, it's time to bring Pastor Saeed and the other Americans home. Add your name to our new petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
I'm talking about freedom.
I played this in the beginning of the broadcast, and I'm going to play it in the beginning of this segment of the broadcast. I'll be taking your calls at 800-684-3110. But the fact of the matter is, this language out of Marie Harf, where she says, the fate of the Americans. I want you to, you know, I'm seeing the words too at the same time, folks, but I want you to hear what she's saying. Really listen to the way she says it.
These are separate issues. We will continue raising his case and the other two Americans who are detained and Robert Levinson, who's missing. We'll continue raising them, but they are fate and the outcome of these cases should in no way be tied to the nuclear issue.
You know, she should lose her job. The president should be demanded. He should be demanding that his Secretary of State, he just has to give the order today, as the conversations are going on, release the Americans. Or we're not giving you, what is the number they're floating around, $50 billion? What, would he give him an award? We're giving him a prize for, as Hekmati said, for putting more Americans as hostages, and that's what they are right now. But we've got to get direct action. This on-the-sideline talks nonsense has got to stop, because that's produced nothing except another American, this time a reporter, charged with espionage. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 to add your name. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. We'll go right to the phones. Jordan, who do we have next?
Yeah, let's go to Rachel in New York on line 5. Rachel, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Rachel.
Thank you. To me, this is a spiritual battle.
Absolutely.
Now. And we, as God's children, need to really pray because God can overrule this.
Yep.
And at this point, I don't think anybody else except God can move this president's heart.
Well, I don't disagree with you. I think that what we're doing collectively, Rachel, is by signing petitions and taking action. It's a form of worship because we are putting our faith to action. And that's what you got to do here. Yes, we should be praying nonstop. And when you hear the urgency in our voice, folks. And the truth of the matter is, Rachel, we are reaching, Jordan, a very significant point here.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're at a point where it's come to this kind of critical mass and and where we have to decide, you know, as Christians and as Americans, how much pressure we're going to put on our government to do the right thing here. Now, what we have to do is we know the work that we can do, but the more that you're able to stand with us, the better. That sends a much louder and clearer message. And so when you've got other families in this situation taking extreme measures now, really that don't fall in line with their strategy that they have used over the last few years for their own cases, you realize, one, that it is getting very tough for these guys. You can hear that in the voice. And so Amir Hekmati, no different than Saeed, no different than Jason Rezaian. He's been through that process or going through that process, the treatment, the torture, the abuse, the solitary, all of that. And you can hear it in their voices. We need to stand up as a country for all of these Americans. This no longer needs to be just an issue of persecution, of Christian persecution. It no longer needs to just be an issue of, well, there's this American who's like this and this American who's like this. It should be to all of us, just as it was for Amir Hekmati, who's a Muslim. It's about all of the Americans and the way they're treating Americans. And that's what our country's about.
So this idea that we could have these sideline discussions is ridiculous. It's not produced any fruit. It's not produced any results. I'm going to take your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. I'll take those calls after the break. What I want you to do at this break right now is understand, again, the words of Amir Hekmati. I'm not going to play it right now, but he said, as a war veteran who defended our nation in its time of need, I ask that you also work to defend my dignity and that of my fellow Americans. We can do that by working together. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. You sign on to that petition. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Let me urge you to do that. Take action today. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Also, if you want to talk to us on air, we'll take your calls. 1-800-684-3110.
As negotiations between the United States and Iran resume, it is vital that the Obama administration demand the release of the Americans held captive in Iran, including American pastor Saeed Abedini, imprisoned because of his Christian faith. The U.S. must not make a final deal with Iran until Pastor Saeed is freed and returned home. As these talks resume, Pastor Saeed faces new threats and even greater danger. The prison guards have become increasingly hostile. He faces constant demands that he recant his faith in Christ and become a Muslim. President Obama told the Abedini family that securing Pastor Saeed's release was, quote, a top priority. With the U.S. and Iran back at the bargaining table and working to finalize an agreement, it's time to bring Pastor Saeed and the other Americans home. Add your name to our new petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org. The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere.
Saeed Abedini, Amir Hekmati. Amir Hekmati issued a statement from prison. He referenced Saeed, but he also said this, number 20.
As a war veteran who defended our nation in its time of need, I ask that you also work to defend my dignity and that of my fellow Americans by putting in place serious consequences for the serial hostage taking and mistreatment of Americans by Iran's Ministry of Intelligence for clearly illegal purposes. This has been going on far too long.
1-877-989-2255. Signing that petition, I urge you to do it right now. ACLJ.org, 1-877-989-2255. Very quickly, Than, what is the move? You said you announced this earlier. Let everybody know what's going on right now on Capitol Hill on this.
Well, Speaker Boehner's office has circulated to every member of his conference messaging points on this issue, and it's basically what we're saying, that now is the time for all of the Americans to be released by the Iranian people, that it's ridiculous to keep negotiating until that happens. Listen, it's an echo of what you just heard from Amir Hekmati. If we know one thing about this president, it's that he responds to political pressure. Now is the time for the political pressure to come to bear on him. It's happening on the Hill, but it's only going to continue, Jay, if it happens organically across America.
Folks,
as well.
We got to get this. We're closing on 85,000. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. We don't have a moment to spare. Sign on to that petition so we can circulate it and get that pressure up. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Jordan, let's take another call.
Yep, right back to the phones. We go 1-800-684-3110. Let's go to Dennis in Colorado online too. Dennis, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Dennis.
Hi, Jay. Thanks for all your work.
Thank you.
Say, how spineless can we be as a nation and as a leader of the free world to let a nation like Iran dictate to us while our citizens are in captivity over there? What are we going to do, wait until one of them or some of them die in captivity?
Well, you asked how spineless can we be. Pretty spineless, apparently. This is the United States that's leading from behind. You know what happens when you lead from behind? Your Americans get held captive. That's what happens when you lead from behind. But this president's so committed to his narrative that he doesn't want to make a change, but we could force that change because now the families are all speaking out with one voice. It's not just Saeed. It's not just Amir Hekmati. It's not just Jason Rezini. It's all of them. And they're, in some cases, their employers, like the Washington Post, and their colleagues in the media, like ABC News. They're asking these same questions, Dennis. and demanding answers. And that answer, by the way, is Secretary of State Kerry looking at Zarif in the eyeballs and saying, listen, here's what you're not going to get, anything, unless these Americans are released right now, unharmed. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 to join with us in this fight. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. We'll take another phone call.
Yeah, right back to the phones we go. 1-800-684-3110 to talk to us on air. Michelle calling in from Washington State online for Michelle. Thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hi, Michelle. Good morning, Jay.
Hey.
I sign all your petitions.
Thank you.
I'm a faithful listener, and I pray for you and your organization.
Thank you.
Deeply. And I do believe that prayer and fasting are in order across this nation as we take action. We cannot
yep.
do one or the other.
Right.
Amir is a soldier, and we don't leave our soldiers behind, but we're not going to leave the others behind if we're not going to leave him behind.
We're not
elite.
No American should be left behind. And I didn't mean to cut you off, Michelle. I'll let you finish. But let me tell you what this is. When you've got Amir Hekmati, a military man in prison, mentioning Saeed Abedini and the others, let me tell you, and knows the risk of him releasing this. You know the situation inside that prison is desperate, but go ahead. We do need to be praying.
And fasting. Fasting deeply, because this is what our nation is made of. If God can't call on his people to act and pray, then where are we going to be?
Well, the fact of the matter is, I will say this. I know there are a lot of people that are listening to this broadcast that are praying. I'm sure there are many that are fasting for the situation. But we have entered a very, very serious, serious time frame in this. Jordan, perhaps the most serious that we've been in since we've started this representation almost 3 years ago.
Well, that's right. I mean, you know, it's getting to critical point, because you've got a situation where the talks are beginning to restart again today. So you're on a path towards some kind of agreement. There's already been one stage of an agreement between the U.S. and Iran and the world powers and Iran. And you look at this, you say, okay, if Iran is getting all of this and they're not budging on these imprisoned Americans, is it because, A, they refuse, or B, they're not really being pushed to? So is the U.S., if they're doing exactly what the State Department, how they're talking about it, which would be extremely unfortunate, where they're trying to keep it so separate that they won't say, okay, you know, to get to this next point, we got to get these Americans out, then we are in a point where there's nothing on the horizon. And I'm sure that's why Amir Hekmati's family has taken very extreme steps for them. I will say, based on how they've handled this in the previous 3 years, this is extreme, because I think they're seeing that writing on the wall, too. If this is the U.S. response currently, we have to change that.
Deanna's calling from Texas. She's on line one. Deanna, welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Yes, hello. God bless you guys.
Thanks.
We are so appreciative of everything
Thanks.
You do. We've signed the petitions, and we're also wondering, would call to the White House be productive as well?
Than?
Sure. I mean, I think this goes back to the last caller. We are doing this for you here in D.C., but I think you pray like it depends on God, and you work like it depends on us. So we are going to do that work here. But if you want to do something else, yeah, call the White House switchboard, echo what you're hearing on this broadcast, demand that this take place immediately.
And what you're asking for, Deanna, is a direct ask from the Secretary of State to the Foreign Minister of Iran at the table for the release of the Americans by name. By name for their immediate release. And if you've not signed that petition yet, folks, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. We're also taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Jordan, when you listen to the words, I want to play one of the sound bites here. Again, listening to what Josh Earnest says, he makes this statement about it's being complicated. We raise these concerns. These are concerns that we're raising. But let's take a listen to this one here. This is, they talk about how complex everything is, number 39.
Let me just say as a general matter that the United States and the president are very focused on trying to complete these diplomatic negotiations, because he does believe it is by far the best way for us to prevent Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon. And the fact that Iran engages in a wide variety of other behaviors that are concerning to us is not a reason to break up those negotiations.
And no one is asking for negotiations to be broken up. What we're asking is a demand. How about the United States of America one time? Just once. Let's say we're the United States of America. So here's the deal. You look Zarif in the eyes and you say, you know what? There are serious consequences if these Americans are not released. And Foreign Minister Zarif, I mean serious consequences. Because if you think for one moment your military can match the United States of America, guess again, you lose. And we can bring your economy to its knees in weeks. That's the words. Those are the words that need to be said. Not this on the sideline, and the fate of the Americans is untied to it. Again, I'm going to play this. This line is so bad. This is the third time I played it today. I'm going to make sure this is in our videos that come out. We're going to get this on Facebook. Listen to this.
These are separate issues. We will continue raising his case and the other two Americans who are detained and Robert Levinson, who's missing. We'll continue raising them, but they are fate, and the outcome of these cases should in no way be tied to the nuclear
issue. So we just sit down with the enemy and we don't discuss our Americans. 1-800-684-3110 is the number, 800-684-3110. We'll take more of your calls after the break. But Jordan, you said it earlier. We need to say it again. There's been a very significant shift in the last 48 hours here on the way we have to move forward. Very significant.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And so I think for everybody who's listening right now, they need to understand that this is at a point where why we launched, for the first time in a long time, a brand new petition. It's not bringing back an existing petition, but a brand new petition, because we have got to kind of restart all of our efforts, look at it through a different lens, and also explain it to you so you all understand how different of a situation we're in right now. Finally, the media has understanding that these are three Americans, each for different reasons. One former military, one journalist, one Christian, all in prison because of being an American. At a time when America, for the first time since the 70s, sits across the table from Iran, and our government, even in the midst of this pressure, is saying, no, we keep this divided, we keep these things separate. You know that can turn on a dime, folks, this strategy from the government. They could turn around tomorrow and say, you know what, we're going to demand this now at the meetings. But to do that, though, is going to take a significant amount of new pressure. So we need you to call right now and join this brand new petition. 877-989-2255 is the toll-free number you call. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org and sign the petition online, or call 877-989-2255.
The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere. As negotiations between the United States and Iran resume, it is vital that the Obama administration demand the release of the Americans held captive in Iran, including American pastor Saeed Abedini, imprisoned because of his Christian faith. The U.S. must not make a final deal with Iran until Pastor Saeed is freed and returned home. As these talks resume, Pastor Saeed faces new threats and even greater danger. The prison guards have become increasingly hostile. He faces constant demands that he recant his faith in Christ and become a Muslim. President Obama told the Abedini family that securing Pastor Saeed's release was, quote, a top priority. With the U.S. and Iran back at the bargaining table and working to finalize an agreement, it's time to bring Pastor Saeed and the other Americans home. Add your name to our new petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. or add your name online, aclj.org.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. There has been a significant change in the situation involving Saeed Abedini, the American, the Christian pastor imprisoned in Iran, Amir Hekmati, the American Marine, former Marine who's imprisoned in Iran, Jason Rezaian, who is a Washington Post reporter imprisoned in Iran. And you've got now Amir Hekmati's family, who have spoken out some in the past, but have certainly had their own strategy. We don't represent that family, but we've always talked about Saeed being released with the other Americans, and sometimes even have used their names on television interviews and congressional testimony. Now, though, you've got Amir Hekmati has been able to release an audio message. Now, his family may have a different kind of a setup where they're allowed to communicate in different ways than Saeed, but he was able to talk about Saeed in his message. So he is a Muslim, an American, former Marine, served in Iraq and Afghanistan, and he talks about the other Americans by name and how they've been in prison. Let's take a listen to that if people are just joining us now.
It was only a few months after the release of the American hikers who were falsely imprisoned for nearly 2.5 years that I was dealt a similar fate, having been sentenced to death by hanging and subsequently 10 years. A short time later, Mr. Abedini, a Christian pastor from Idaho, was sentenced to 8 years. And in the midst of negotiations with Iran over its nuclear program, as Secretary Kerry sits politely with the Iranians shaking hands and offering large economic concessions to save them from economic meltdown, Jason Rezaian was added to the growing list of American captives, undoubtedly in hopes of milking more concessions from the U.S. government. As of today, the fate of Robert Levinson is still unknown.
I think that this statement from Hekmati is a game changer, and we need to assume that it is and operate as it is, and we are adjusting our strategies accordingly. You can sign on to that petition, as Jordan has mentioned, at aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. And I'm going to urge you to do that. We have heard now from over 86,000, moving towards 87,000, probably with phone calls close to 90,000 signatures. I want 100,000. aclj.org or 877-989-2255. Doug's calling from Florida. He's on line 6. Hi, Doug.
How you doing, Jay?
Good.
Appreciate all that you
sure.
do. One of the question that I have or the comment I would like to make is we see that Iran is taking political prisoners, holding them hostage,
right.
Mistreating them in their prisons. But my question is we're reaching out to get them freed. But what about the extension of that where we're sitting at the table with Iran? Why aren't we putting in with this over the next 10, 12 years, however long this
agreement last
deal is, the agreement is that they are not being hostile towards any more Americans that come into their country.
So, Jordan, what about having a provision? Doug brings up a good point. What about a provision that says they will abide by and with enforcement capabilities, international treaties, international rules of engagement, international human rights, etc.?
I think that would be great. Except for, I don't think this administration would even go there with Iran. I mean, I think that would even be a heavier lift than getting the Americans out. You know, the initial kind of action, I think, honestly, needs to be do something, and then we could talk about abiding by and going by treaties. Iran signed on to a lot of this, and this is a problem with a lot of the international covenants, is they do provide for clear violations, but there's not a great enforcement mechanism regardless. This deal could be that kind of mechanism, but I cannot imagine the administration getting there with Iran when they're not even to the point of getting these three Americans out. Remember, when we talk about these Americans, we're not talking about all of the people imprisoned in Iran being tortured today because of their faith, because of their politics, because of their views. These are just happen to be the three Americans that need to be released. There are thousands of people imprisoned in Iran. There are people that will be executed this week because of their conscience, because of their political views, because of their faith, because of something that they've done that the regime doesn't like, and they're a threat to that regime, and they will lose their life this week. Iran is horrendous when it comes to human rights, so we have to think, what's the most realistic? We're at the table. Let's get the Americans out. I mean, that's kind of part one. Part two would be a better human rights regime within Iran. And that's pretty hard to imagine right now for most people, including most Iranians.
Cliff, you're on line, you're on the air, line two from California. Cliff, welcome to broadcast. Go ahead.
Hi, Jay. I don't think the administration is really weak, because we all saw what pressure they were able to apply when they wanted to get the Obamacare bill
yep.
passed. But what really bothers me is that they don't seem to really want to get anything in particular other than just an agreement.
I think that's
right. A piece of paper they can wave in front of us like
yep.
Neville Chamberlain did.
Yep. No, I think that's – look, I think that's where they're going. I think the reality is that what they're trying to do is that they are committed to getting something signed. And I sense, then, that that is the sentiment on Capitol Hill, what Cliff's saying, and that is this idea of we're going to get something worked out here. And that's why the Americans are just – their fate's not tied to any of this.
Yeah, Cliff is absolutely correct. He does not want to make this demand on the prisoners. It's pretty simple. He doesn't. I mean, that's why Josh Earnest called it an impediment to negotiations. But what he does want to do, he wants to negotiate about the nuclear terms. He wants a deal on the nuclear terms. We have to make it impossible for him to do that unless he makes this a requirement. We have to demand that Iran remove that impediment. The president wants to negotiate. Let's make it so that they have to remove that impediment before it goes forward.
All right, William's calling from Georgia on line five. William, welcome to the broadcast. Go ahead, very quickly, please.
Hey, Jay, I just wanted to say this real quick, and I get off the phone. Well, that statement that the State Department made about the situation is so insensitive. Then on top of that was the most absurd and slap in the face to all Americans.
Yep. No, you're absolutely correct. The insensitive nature of it, that's why I played it four times today, because it's just the unbelievable, the arrogance upon which they operate. Jordan, let me ask you the political question here. We are making an aggressive move. It's a complete change of strategy, but it's one that's been dictated by the events, because world pressure and media pressure is turning on the administration's approach on this.
That's right. And, you know, I think that we have to also get ready for this new round. And so this is happening as we speak. You know, we plan to start this on Monday as we did. And just to look at how things have progressed since then and just the last 48 hours, folks, we've got to be ready. We need your support. But we also need you to understand that even if you've gotten involved in this before in the past, this is new. This petition is new. There were nearly 700,000 people on one of the petitions for Saeed. This one should be able to grow to that same kind of number, because this is an opportunity and a time where we've got to hear from everyone who's been involved before and new people as well who may have learned about this story and understand it's about these Americans. One is a Christian. One is a former Marine. One is a journalist. All three need to be released while we are at the table with Iran, and certainly before any deal is signed with Iran. We've already got part one of that deal. We don't want to get to the summer in part two and these Americans are not yet released. And so I have to thank Amir Hekmati, his family, because they talked about
yep.
Saeed specifically. So let's not forget him and his family in our prayers, and make sure we understand as Americans we stand up and we are very powerful.
And for all of those Americans held in prison, and for all those unjustly held, we pray. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. I want you to join with 85,000 people signing on to this petition demanding that a specific ask is made for the release of the Americans. 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Folks, if there was ever time to do it today. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Remember our book, Rise of ISIS. If you understand all this, Rise of ISIS, a threat we can't ignore. Encourage you to get that book as well. But again, sign that petition, ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255.
The U.S. must not make a final deal with Iran until Pastor Saeed is freed and returned home. As these talks resume, Pastor Saeed faces new threats and even greater danger. With the U.S. and Iran back at the bargaining table and working to finalize an agreement, it's time to bring Pastor Saeed and the other Americans home. Add your name to our new petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.